Once upon a time, in the early days of the web, when dial-up ruled all things, every click counted. As web designers, we became obsessed with reducing the number of clicks it took a user to get to the information they required, which made sense. After all, every click probably meant a 10-second wait while the page loaded. Things changed when broadband came along. As pages loaded faster, we became more relaxed about the number of clicks required. In testing, we discovered that users didn't really care about the number of clicks as long as they were confident in their choices and felt like they were making a progression. A clear information hierarchy therefore became more important than the number of clicks. However, I believe that maybe things are changing again, and that in actual fact, the additional clicks are proving an annoyance in certain circumstances. Now, don't get me wrong here. I'm not suggesting that we need to return to the days of flat information or hierarchies to ensure the minimum number of clicks. There's no reason to believe that users notice additional clicks when casually navigating an informational website that they only visit once in a while. The problem is with apps, both native and online. The kind of unique characteristic of an app is that it's used repeatedly. It's not visited once in a while, it's part of your kind of daily workflow. An extra click here and there isn't a big deal if you're only carrying out intermittently. However, if you're using the application regularly, additional clicks soon mount up and become annoying. Take, for example, Evernote for the iPad. I love Evernote. I've written before about how if I could only have one application in the world, it would be Evernote. That said, it's not perfect, and one example of this is unnecessary clicks. So when you're editing a document in something like Word, you launch the document and then you simply click where you wish to edit. However, things are a bit more complicated in Evernote. Instead of clicking the location in the note that you would like to edit, you first have to click a small edit icon. After you've done that, you must click the field that you wish to edit and then the location within the copy you want to make your edit. A lot of extra steps. As you can imagine, this kind of becomes irritating if you, like me, are using Evernote all the time. It's even more irritating because it doesn't follow the conventions you see in other text editors, and so those additional clicks are much more obvious. The aim of my post is not to criticise Evernote. Instead, what I'm trying to do is draw your attention to the importance of minimising clicks on websites or applications that are going to be used on a regular basis. I'm sure we've all got stories of applications and websites that are annoying because they make you do additional clicks for no good reason. Perhaps you want to share some of them in the comments below. These small issues become a bigger deal when you're encountering them regularly. They become annoying. And although things have moved on in the web, ultimately, the number of clicks still matters.